increases in psychotic break violent activity. I mean, read the criminology books, read the news, you actually follow the details of news. Every time some mother chops the baby's arms off, drowns five kids, drives the kids off, gets caught stabbing her husband with a butcher knife, shoots him nine times, every time a husband gets most of the time, men come do it on their own, killing people, or every time it's a school shooter, we always say, watch, don't be on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor, that's Prozac or Levox, times up. Finally, Europe's put advisories on it, now they've done it to the U.S., and it's just for young people. But then you actually read the insert and says, well, it won't cause you to commit suicide at the highest level as you get older, but it still does. Problem, reaction, solution, though. They create the problem, then they offer the solution, which is more drugs. What do they say? Oh, we have an epidemic of suicide since the mid-80s when this stuff was popularized and introduced to children. Now 15% in the U.S., highest level in the world on drugs. 12% in England, a little over 12% in Australia and New Zealand. Same number, Jane Grove. The New Freedom Initiative, 2 years ago, some of their own executives quit and said, I'm not going to be part of this, and it gets released that the New Freedom Initiative, if they pass the law, will force, instead of pushing 15% on drugs, up to 50%, and the drug companies wrote the new psychological force testing going on in schools everywhere, where everybody's got to go to the school counselor, who's about to pay for it, to put you on Prozac, which then massively increases the rate of suicide. And then when half the kids are on suicide, you're going to have a lot more suicide and a lot more shootings because they're on a drug in the hallucinogenic class. See how it's all interconnected, ladies and gentlemen? That you stick your kids and they have them watching all this television in school. Look, folks, I like cinema. I go to the movies every couple weeks. You can have a little bit of this stuff. The average American watches close to 5 hours of television a day. The young people are watching close to 7. That's why young people don't talk anymore. They go, hey, even brainwashed, even brain damaged, break your conditioning. We'll go back, take a bunch of calls on the shotgun of different issues, and we'll get into all this other news that's massive.